companies in their exploration efforts.
Just in response, very briefly, I've tried to find every way possible for many years now to encourage independence, because I felt that was the only way we as a state were going to find out what the value of our resource really was when you had a multitude of people competing in the field for it, you'd find that out. And with 30% of the oil production of the lower 48 coming out of Wildcatters and Independence, I'd like to see that other 30% up here. So I'm certainly in agreement that we need legislation like this. We need to reduce our environmental costs and other things so that we become more competitive as relative to the rest of the oil-producing world. And yet, at the same time, I find myself almost schizophrenic, because we end up in a situation where, with a significant loss of revenue, we're going to pay quite a price to get there, I'm afraid. And I appreciate very much what you're trying to do. I'm disappointed that it's occurring so late in the session that we can't have a greater opportunity to explore it, but I have faith in what you've told me, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Stevens?
I just one quick question, Mr. Chairman. What's the source of this information? Is it API or?
Senator Stevens, through the chair. Dr. Pedro Van Muers, who is a consultant, assembled this information for us. He traditionally keeps and publishes annually, for a fairly stiff price, a summary of all world fiscal regimes, a number of which he has negotiated himself.
On that subject, finish.
So this is compiled from information by an individual hired by the state, then?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, that's correct. He did not compile this at our direction. This is the kind of thing he does, and as we hired him, that he allows us to use his work product.
One last question. Does the legislation contemplate the difference between our royalties and severance taxes on private land vis-a-vis state or federal land? Does it treat private land the same as it does state or federal?
Mr. Chairman, it does. This allows the credit for work done on private land, on federal land, where some of the most prospective areas are in the NPRA, and on state land. Clearly, as you mentioned, the state gets four bites of the apple. Its property taxes and its income taxes occur regardless of the status of the land, the ownership status. Royalties clearly are dependent on whether it's state land or not. Private land, the state receives no royalties. On federal land, there's typically a royalty sharing arrangement, but it's different for different federal lands. The state does receive a severance tax on all oil and gas produced in the state. Typically, that's going to vary because of the ELF. It's going to vary on whether it's a large accumulation or a small accumulation. So typically, if you look in the North Slope, basically every pool is paying into the state at a different rate, and those rates can vary from fairly high to fairly low on the spectrum. And this bill does not recognize that. It basically is trying to get more oil in the pipeline, and we'll sort out later whether it's the highest income oil or the lowest income oil.
We're going to set this bill aside. We appreciate you being here tonight and presenting the bill, Senator Wagner. Thank you. We are going to set it aside, and if there's some discussion that needs to take place, let's have that discussion before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. But the intent would be to pass this bill out tomorrow morning. Senator Wagner, any closing comments on this bill? Then we're going to go to one other bill.
No, sir.
Thanks for being here tonight. Thank you for those folks on teleconference.
Thank you for hearing us.
Okay, we're going to deal with Senate Bill 100, the capital budget, and hopefully move that along, and then we'll take a dinner break, and we're due on the floor at 7 o'clock. So let's see if I got all that. Let's just take an in-place break. Don't you guys go anywhere. In place, I get my paper.
I'd be comfortable with that.
Anyway, please come back to order. Let's bring back before us Senate Bill 100, which is the capital budget. This morning, we had amendment number 17. Senator Taylor offered it. Senator Taylor, it's my understanding you'll choose to withdraw that or not offer it, is it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I was relying on some information that I had been requested both by the administration and also by ADA to offer that amendment. And at this point, because they haven't yet secured a good funding source that would not drive up the numbers that Senator Green has worked so hard to keep down. I would appreciate if the committee would not mind. I will withdraw that amendment and ask the parties to work that out as the matter moves forward. And thank you for your patience on that.
Thanks for cooperating with Senator Green. Just get that all out, and got to work through those things. That's why we do this. Further amendments on Senate Bill 100. Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to pass from committee.
Senator Taylor? The bill be moved from committee with amendments and attached to fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Do not object and put in part of the record. I ask the committee's consent to authorize my staff to instruct Legislative Finance and Legal Services to make appropriate technical changes while drafting the committee substitute in order to conform the amendments that have been adopted.
If no objection, I would so modify my original motion to include that language.
Senator Taylor. Discussion on moving the bill from committee. Seeing none, Senate Bill 100 passes from committee. Thank you for all your work on that, Darwin. Let's see. How much time do we, Senator Bundy? We got time for maybe one more. We got some folks here on Senate Bill 202, education funding.
Yep.
Is there someone on teleconference in regard to Senate Bill 202?
Yeah.
Mr. Wiggett? Is Larry Wiggett here? Oh, here we go. Okay. Oh, that's true. Okay. I'm in error. We won't take up 202. Okay. I'd like to have Mr. Jeans here, so let's set this aside. And we'll pick up SB 202 first thing in the morning. Anything else come before the committee before we adjourn for tonight? Thank you, everybody, for your hard work. We're adjourned tomorrow morning. Never.